Principle 2.2. Identify and don't tolerate problems. A. View painful problems as potential improvements that are screaming at you. Though it won't feel that way at first, each and every problem you encounter is an opportunity. For that reason, it's essential that you bring them to the surface. Most people don't like to do this, especially if it exposes their own weaknesses or weaknesses of somebody they care about. But successful people know that they have to. B. Don't avoid confronting problems because they are rooted in harsh realities that are unpleasant to look at. Thinking about problems that are difficult to solve may make you anxious, but not thinking of them, and hence not dealing with them, should make you much more anxious. When a problem stems from your own lack of talent or skill, most people feel shame. Get over it. I cannot emphasize this enough. Acknowledging your weaknesses is not the same as surrendering to them. It's the first step toward overcoming them. The pains you are feeling are growing pains that will test your character and reward you as you push through them. C. Be specific in identifying your problems. You need to be precise because different problems have different solutions. If a problem is due to inadequate skill, additional training may be called for. If it arises from an innate weakness, you may need to seek advice from someone else or change the role you play. For example, if you're bad at accounting, hire an accountant or find a friend who's good at accounting to help you. If a problem stems from someone else's weaknesses, replace them with someone who is strong where they need to be. That's just the way it is. D. Don't mistake a cause of a problem with the real problem. I can't get enough sleep is not a problem. It's a potential cause or perhaps the result of a problem. To clarify your thinking, try to identify the bad outcome first. For example, I'm performing poorly in my job. Not sleeping well enough may be the cause of that problem, or the cause may be something else. But in order to determine that, you need to know exactly what the problem is. E. Distinguish big problems from small ones. You only have so much time and energy. Make sure you're investing them in exploring the problems that, if fixed, will yield you the big returns. But at the same time, make sure you spend time with the small problems to make sure they're not symptoms of larger ones. F. Once you identify a problem, don't tolerate it. Tolerating a problem has the same consequence as failing to identify it. Whether you tolerate it because you believe it cannot be solved, because you don't care enough to solve it, or because you can't muster enough of whatever it takes to solve it, if you don't have the will to succeed, then your situation is hopeless. You need to develop a fierce intolerance of badness of any kind, regardless of its severity.